96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Son, I witness all of your clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, June 15th, and it's a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. I'm actually holding on. And because I'm holding on, today is going to be an open line. It's going to be an open line Wednesday. Usually I have Thursday to be open line, but I have a special guest for Thursday. So today I want you to call me and tell me what's on your mind. What is being talked about on social media? What is being talked about in the news? What is happening in the Bahamas? So get ready, call. I'm kind of excited. But I have a number of things I want to talk about, which sparked my interest. What I'm going to give some commentary on. Like first, I would like to congratulate the new primary school student of the year. I'm kind of excited for her. And you know, the whole program is something that of amazement to last so long and for it to be successful. So that's one of the things I am proud and excited about, right? I have one of my acquaintances' daughter with second runner-up from St. Anne's. That's a big thing. The entire school is celebrating there. So congratulations to Jada Mackey. Also, I see that Harbor Island actually has a blockchain school institute where they're teaching 13, 14, 15-year-olds about carbon credits, blockchain, how to create games, how to create apps. And two of their students were so impressive. We're so to Austin, Texas to be a part of some kind of conference. So I'm kind of excited about that. Like, Bahamian children could do apps at 13, right? And they're selling these things and they're doing this blockchain thing. And it's not in Nassau, it's in Harbor Island. When does happen? So that's something I'm excited about and I want to talk about in detail. And I need to invite the organizers of that program to see if I get some scholarship to get my child there. But bring the organizers of the program on the show to hear exactly what is happening with that. But I see I already have a caller already who wants to speak to about what's going on. So go ahead, caller. Talk to me.
Good morning. Open line, right?
It's open line. I hope it wasn't you.
Yeah, I want to talk about urban renewal and what urban renewal is.
And the truth is, we are in a learning curve in terms of urban renewal. It's new to Bahamians. So you kind of have to grade us on a curve until we understand what it should be or where it's going to morph into. But go ahead. Give me your point.
Urban renewal, what our government side to sell us is not urban renewal.
and that may be true. And I'm not going to say it's not that.
Google urban renewal, right? Google it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to an encyclopedia, you know, you'll see what urban renewal is. You know, and it's not what our government try to push on it. Urban renewal is not a community bond or a community center. Develop, you know what I mean, implementing, you know what I'm saying, building a community. That's not urban renewal. You know, urban renewal is just tearing down and building up.
You know what I mean? You're saying that's gentrification?
Rock and mortar. And I feel it's time that our government go in those poor communities and renew it for their interest, you know what I'm saying? They need to put out some public housing in those communities, you know, tear those communities down and renew them and stop trying to bamboozle poor people about urban renewal. If they want school bands, they need to invest in the main bands. They need to invest in the bands in the schools. They need to put schools in these communities.
Mm-hmm.
See, and put and make sure their bonds represent those communities. They need to put baseball fields in these communities, gymnasiums in these communities, you see? That's what they need to do for these communities. And stop trying to sell us, you know, put a police station in the community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
I appreciate you calling. And you're right, right? See, urban renewal is the redevelopment of areas within a large city, typically involving the clearance of slums. And this could be controversial, right? One of the reasons why Bahamians tolerate shanty towns by immigrants is because our inner city is a slum. Our inner city is a shanty town. If you go off East Street through Peter Street and adjacent Kwaku Street and adjacent street across the street, you see that there are some houses that lean in. People still have outside toilet. Bahamians still have outside toilet there. You know, still do stuff in plastic bags and dump. There are some people, Bahamians, and like how these people say indigenous and raw boon, who are having a hard time, right? So when we have immigrants come here and see that, hey, there's a segment of society who lives just like us, they're prepared to go to the lease. So if we had a certain limited criteria, say, hey, we ain't going no lower than this, it's our standard. Standard of living, and we demand that everybody at this particular standard, they wouldn't dare. They wouldn't dare build dig trenches and do things inside that. So we need to uplift ourselves to a particular standard and say, this is what it is. Therefore, we won't tolerate anyone below that. Some other things that I mentioned inside the news is, did you see the member of parliament, Adrian Gibson, was arrested and charged? So I don't want to talk about that because, you know, it's before the court. But I see they're whispering. I mean, during the election, after the election, they said it's going to be a by-election in Long Island anyway. So they've been talking about charges going to be pending from long time. So this didn't come to any surprise to me. But who the F them consent if it is a by-election? You know, who in the way? Call me and tell me who you think they should send. Will the PLP run the same German again? Or they have a stronger candidate? You know, I want to know, are Long Island able to entertain the PLP no matter what, despite the scandals, right? Let's have another call. Go ahead, caller. What's on your mind today?
Accordingly dated to this dark universe.
Let there be light, Brayman. There must be light.
I am Christ Jesus.
Yeah. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word is the light.
But because of man's ignorance and sinful living, we are in the position that we are in today. We cannot have any life.
But Bremen, joy comes in tomorrow because the Savior lives.
Well, only he could give it.
But you got to feel it, Bremen.
But I ain't really called to talk about that.
Because, you brought the conversation up with darkness, you know. I just continue. You brought up the conversation about darkness.
Yeah, because it is.
Okay, go ahead.
It may not be dark to you, but as long as there is sin in the world, as long as people are sinning, they are in darkness.
I have Jesus.
Well, anyhow, what I'm saying is also, right, we need justice, law, and order in this country, right? You talked about how the people are living. You see, it all goes back to those that's in authority. When they allow people to live the way they are living and allow people to come in this country and do what they want to do, you're going to have that kind of nasty living. You see, if I were to go or you were to go to the United States, first thing the people are going to ask you, how much money are you taking?
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't got enough to take care of yourself for a certain length of time, they're not going to let you go.
Mm.
And you know that if you travel. I know it because I've traveled. So my point is, our government, we just have people that run this country that not checking any buck of gold. And other thing is, right, it seems like some public servants, they only interested in getting that pension. Take, for instance, the police. Central, now you have one or two good person there. For sure, I know of one would really want decency for the public and Central. But the rest of them, they don't care.
Hmm.
And they cause a problem when they're not dealing with a conflict or what you would call like if you were to reports and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not dealing with it. And so if you try to deal with it yourself, or if you deal with it yourself, you know, just join an illustration, what are they going to say? You take the law in your own hand.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been getting information long time to fix this situation. I've been living in the United States, right? And the stuff goes on here in the Bahamas can never go on in the United States. You call the police, they're coming and they're going to deal with the situation right there and then.
Mm.
You ain't going to ever need them or want them to call you to call them again, because they're going to deal with it. These guys over here joking, majority of women and guys with the police. They need teeth, you know, because of the law. They need the government to put teeth in situation whereby they can deal with situation. But, you know, if it was a small man, when I say small man or certain people, they take it light and locking them up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
They don't want to deal with the stupidness, the foolishness, the nastiness that are happening in this country. And this country never going to be any behemoth. Majority of behemoth, they ain't going to take any foolishness. And you know what I'm saying?
I agree. And I understand what you're saying. And I appreciate the call. And it's something to consider. And one of these days, I got to invite you on just so we can have a discussion with this. You know? Wait for my call. I'm serious talking. Real talk.
You got my number?
Call back and leave the message with the producer. And I'll call you. Good? Good. So the text says, Cecil, the PLP spin on urban renewal was about building people along with buildings. The caller always talking fool. He needs to grow up and stop being fool. Well, that's your opinion. Let's see. So, good morning, Nuri. FNM can send one of the water pigs out of Exuma. Those long-standing prejudiced people will not vote PLP. Man, you can't be talking about Long Island people like that. They are part of us, you know. And Long Island have black and... But the majority of them, Long Island is mixed. So suggest that they prejudice and won't vote PLP. They have a reason why they don't vote PLP. And we got to respect that. But let's go to the line. Go ahead, caller.
Pleasure. Good morning, Mr. Dury. How you doing today?
It's always a good man. What you have on your mind today? What you want to
talk about? Okay, family is doing well. Those beautiful people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, so everybody is remembering the protocol and having a good time. And thank God, as you drive around now, it feels like the country's back, coming back to normal, open up, and hearing planes fly over once again all day. Well, I've been trying to say they must be, my house must be lined up at the runway, because they're coming over my house every day. But, you know, Mr. Nuri, the situation was going on in courts. I realize that we're not supposed to be discussing it because it's a matter in court.
Good. I'm glad you can bring it up.
But I'm not calling no names that you're referring to that. But what I'm disturbed about is a few years ago when my president of my BTC union and my co-worker, next desk to being supervisor, the other Mr. Gibson, was humiliatingly dragged to the court with a bad leg, limping and shackled, handcuffed, about six police around him, one single man, lifting him up steps. Half of this country was laughing and grinning and downing the man. That man went through hell and high water, him and his family, and was found not guilty. Still today, I'm not going to find a job around here.
He was working before? Where was he working before? Hello? Where was he working before?
They've got me.
Where was he working before?
Now all of a sudden, the similar thing happening. This gentleman is chauffeured to court, gone through the back door, hidden away from us. The public cast him, locking away from the media and everything like that, like some prince. And we say that, well, we shouldn't laugh at this one. We shouldn't laugh at this one. We shouldn't do this. We shouldn't tease. But did they give Shane Gibson the same honor when they dragged that husband and that father and that gentleman across the TV screen? And we will not say nothing now? It's unfair.
Okay, thank you very much. And I did take notice about the differences. And I assume the difference is that this is the first time we had in a while, long while, yes, decades, a sitting member of parliament being charged, right? And one must appreciate that the member of parliament is in the honorable house and we show respect for that. And I assume that's what happened, right? CA, I must have misheard the news. Did our local news say the group of Chinese who were in our country on a boat that had drugs were let go? This can't be true. Could you verify the story? And I think you there was a question asked to the Commission of Police and regarding that drug bust. And the police said after investigation, they found that they could not link the drugs to the people who were on the boat. And because they could not link the people on that boat, they were released. The drugs were confiscated. I guess the investigation continues. And that is what it is. If they can't link them, we can't hold them and detain them forever. What type of country you think we are? Right? So that's what the conclusion is. We couldn't link the people who were traveling on the boat, who's traveling through the Bahamas, not traveling to the Bahamas, on that. So they were released. Also, did anyone listen to Brian McCartney's characterization of Adrian Gibson recently? You know, say, tell that man, don't drop the soap. I'm not sure what he's trying to say. What happened when the soap dropped? You know, I use that soap wash, but I just want to know. And I see that he gave an example of the characterization. So he's dealt with Adrian Gibson at one point in time. And I said, wow, this is an appropriate time to bring this up. I'd put some opinions in some people's head. But I digress. Such things happen, you know. I try not to break curfew at all, you know, especially during COVID. But we have another lying person on the line. Go ahead. Thank you, caller, for holding. Caller, are you there? Kermit, there's no one there? So I'll continue. I see the Minister of Education is saying thousands of Bahamian youth, children, school-aged children, drop out of school. They have no clue we're going no more. And when they went door to door to check, the people say, man, I ain't for school no more, right? And it's a crisis because, you know, when you call in the term thousands, right, in this small country, I am concerned. I'm concerned about the future and what happens to these children who cannot properly read and write. Is this issue my problem? Or can I ignore it? And I said, if I ignore it long enough, eventually, and late at night, or as I drive into my parking lot at home, I'll be stuck up by these same people. So definitely it's a crisis, and I need to get involved. And the minister asks for all persons to be on deck to come up with solutions on what we can do. And we need to do something. I see that call blinking again. Let's see if that person is on. Caller, are you there? Hello? Nobody's there, just blinking. So I move on. So the number today is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And this is open line today. And I have a number of things I've written down that I want to discuss. And I want you to call in and to join me in the discussion. I see the Atlantis up in arms. And I'm with them and I agree with them that there are a entity who have petitioned, who have purchased, who will use the Scotia building that is over PI, right, because no Scotia left, to put in there a Marco's Pizza and a what that next restaurant, and a Wendy's. And they want to know, is that culturally sound? Is that good for tourism? And of course, it will make Bahamians be employed, so I am for that, right? You can't complain about but employment. But Paradise Island is supposed to be special. It's supposed to be a tourist island that promotes Bahamas. And I would like to know, does having a fast food, more fast food restaurant, because there's one there already, sell donuts, right? More fast food restaurants on Paradise Island proper, is that good for the hotels there? Will we get less tourists coming across the bridge to go to the fish fry and over Port Ski Dock because they can buy a $5 burger? I'm concerned. I see Bark is in Fox Hill, so I'm celebrating them, and I told them I was going to mention it, that they are in Fox Hill, and they're trying to spay and neuter dogs, right? And they want you to call them up, and it's free. I like free. So if you have some dogs and some cats there, you know, you can call them up and have them help you out, because we have a lot of strays all over the place, right? So, okay, this text is saying, if I'm found with drugs in my car, and I said it wasn't mine, I'm still getting locked up because it's my car. Those Chinese drugs on the boat should not have been released. This was no boat, no. This was a freighter, you know? Imagine a cruise ship and someone found drugs and you lock up everybody on the cruise ship. You know, no, that don't make no sense. Like I said, they couldn't find that they were connected to it. And I see this texter is saying, man, we need McDonald's and KFC and all the fast food restaurants over PI. I think he's being facetious. I didn't appreciate that, especially when we are trying to promote the Bahamas and Bahamiana, and trying to get a good share of the tourism product. You know, we need to be serious and be deliberate in terms of our tourism product, because we are going through some tough times. And with the French entities being at the forefront of our tourism product. Is that another call there, Kermit? Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling in today.
Fine, thank you. Listen, the Wendy's and Marco's open up on VI. I'm not for that. I don't think that's a good idea, and I don't think that's a good thing to show, because we have so much foreign food in this country as it is. When the tourists leave all of that foreign food, they come here for something that's native, natural Bahamian, or at least natural Caribbean. Put one Bamboo Shack or one Dirty's restaurant up there somewhere. My goodness, I'd even go for a Jamaican restaurant or a Haitian restaurant, because they're Caribbean. You understand? Put something Caribbean. They don't know. They ain't come here for what they left home. They're coming for something different. Let's expose the Bahamas more. This is why they have to go to the inner cities to find native food versus having to find it right there on Paradise Island or even on Bay Street.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bay Street has enough. And if the government gives them permission and license to do that, then the government is not into building the economy like they say they are.
And I think that criticism is too harsh. You know, mind you, I agree that we shouldn't have it. However, we need the jobs. And if the company is prepared to invest and spend money, construction jobs, and then the regular jobs, we may have to yield, especially if no one else has any interest. We need Bahamians to step up to the plate.
I understand that, but those restaurant owners are not Bahamian. And secondly, I understand the part with the jobs, but they are some of those now who are just basically paying basic minimum wage, if that, and taking national insurance out of it. The jobs is one thing, but selling out is another thing, because it may be good today. How would it look tomorrow?
I understand.
How would it look for the country tomorrow when the tourist goes back and say, well, you know what? We leave Wendy's, McDonald's, and Marco's pizza here, but we go to the pounds, we get the same thing. What's the purpose of going?
What's the
purpose of going? The purpose of going is to experience the country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put our country stuff over there. You understand me? But I don't think that's a good move. Yeah, jobs are needed, but I don't think Paradise Island is the place to do it. So I'm not for that one.
Good. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate that comment. I see the Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs went away into the United States, and they had a meeting with the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, and some congressmen and women. That was impressive. I heard the Prime Minister's speech. It was a great speech. If you haven't heard it, you need to go and listen to it. I see that the Prime Minister raised some concerns with the President of the United States. Can you imagine? I was proud when he said that, we feel neglected. You know, we want to know what's happening in terms of the special interests the United States used to have with us. And I took interest that one of the issues lobbying with the Congress people congressmen and congresswomen, was that the Bahamas is unable to borrow from the World Bank because of how our economy is, right? Bahamas and Barbados. Now, because we are the third highest per capita GDP, we don't qualify for investment, especially these loans for developing and projects and stuff like that. And we said, why? We are a third world country. We are a developing country. And then when you compare countries like China, we can lend billions of dollars around the world. They can borrow the money. And they said, how can China borrow money and we can't borrow money? You know, that's kind of unfair. So now we have people now, because of the prime minister going there, foreign affairs minister going there, we have persons within the United States who can lobby on our behalf, who can consider our concerns. So I was very appreciative and very impressed that the prime minister went abroad and continued to herald the Bahamas and explain this blue economy they're talking about and that new money type thing. I forget. I'll think about it with the name later. But anyway, I see I have another caller. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for calling.
How is it that terms in the Bahamas mean something different from it is all over the world? You know, things terms like urban renewal and public housing. How could a private mortgage be a public house? And who could afford a public mortgage? Who could afford public mortgage? A private mortgage in this country, a mortgage in this country. You tell me, sir. Hello.
I'm here.
So we need public housing, man. These PLPs need to stop lying to the poor people.
So let's talk about housing, right? We are in a housing crisis. Abaco, in particular, is in a housing crisis when there is not enough houses for Bahamians and immigrants who are all here to live. We know we have a housing shortage.
But what about the poor? Well, the poor, the crisis in Nassau? You got poor people in Nassau don't have houses.
Who cannot afford to have a quality type house. They live
in. They can't afford a mortgage, a government mortgage home.
Well, mortgage is no option. I'm saying just be able to rent. And especially when you see the new houses, new apartments, two-bedroom apartments now are renting for $1,200. How can you afford $1,200 when you're making minimum wage of $210? It's impossible.
I don't see, these people need to wake up, man. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and that's why I say I agree with you. There is a concern. And even when the government talk about low-cost housing and mortgages, few people can afford that. And it limits, and it's not for persons who are in the working class who are making $220, $250. They will never be able to qualify for any house. And even though you have commercials and media blitz that a 18-year-old can afford it, surely she's making more than $250 to be able to qualify for that, right? So that's most unfortunate. So we need to definitely deal with that and note that people owning property may not be the option, but perhaps building some high rises, where people can have a room and have access to water and light and whatever it is. So that's definitely is an option. Go ahead, caller. Thanks for holding. Caller, are you there? Caller? Okay. So also I want to speak about, did you see or read about that 57-year-old woman who accused a police officer of raping her in prison, right? And then she found out that she lied. She made the whole thing up to say, well, she get locked up, so man, I had to make up something to get back at the police who locked me up. And thank God that the police cameras was working. Because that police, more like he was going to jail. It's going to be a he say, she say type trial, you know? And when a man is accused of rape, it's hard to bounce back from that, you know? Your reputation, you look at suspiciously after that. You say, well, I know, you may be innocent, but I want you near my children no more. So I was glad to see that she finally confessed that she lied, and the cameras was there to show that she lied. But 2 months she got? It makes me wonder why these church people all up in arms about wives accusing their husbands of rape. And if that has any tie on where Bahamian men are terrified of women lying to them or lying on them. So I found that interesting, and I think that there needs to be more dialogue. And I see that the Minister of Social Services said that he's going to engage the church again to have the discussion of passing marital rape. I think the church already make up their mind on it, but nothing wrong with talking. Talking is always good, right? I see the Minister of Foreign Affairs gave a statement with the ambassador, plenipotentiary, extraordinary of the United States, Wendell Jones. Apparently someone, and I'm mixed to say, who took this picture? Who took this picture of Mr. Jones? I see a WhatsApp statement by Mr. Jones, too. Said, man, he's working almost 16, 17, 18 hours, meeting on top of meeting, trying to promote the Bahamas. And he got tired. He got tired and said, man, eyes get hold down and shut down. He didn't notice. But someone decided to take that picture. Then WhatsApp it to the Bahamas. And then it's circulating and everyone started laughing at him and saying, look at him. You know what I mean? Very unfortunate, especially for the man who's working hard, coming up with all kinds of ideas and meeting with all these congressmen. And at that time, the vice president and the president of the United States of the free, the leaders of the free world. And then we tried to disparage him. That was unfortunate. But the minister again reaffirmed that he has the full support of the government, and that was good. But it tells a tale about us as a people. We're always looking for things to diminish our own, even those who we know is working, right? But I have another caller there. I see the line blinking. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Thank you, caller. Go ahead.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm always good, man.
Good, good. If I was a PLP, I would stay focused on governing and let Long Islanders vote that the FNM or Coy or whoever else chooses to run. I wouldn't even waste my time going to Long Island to run.
Don't run?
My main reason why I called is in reference to housing.
Okay, go ahead.
There is a need for housing. I mean the term low-cost housing or whatever.
What type of money you consider low-cost? Let me see what type
of dollars. Now, in these times, I remember when my mother's house was like $28,000. That was in the 70s.
My Lord.
Gotta get more than that. Uh-huh. Now it's like over $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call. They call it low cost. They still call it low cost housing?
$100,000, you know, low cost.
Right. But there are persons who, they need to call it medium cost or whatever housing. But there is still a need for housing in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people become rich through rentals.
Yes.
These persons are paying, who are employed, they are paying rent. Mm-hmm. They go to, I know social services were inundated with requests for rental payment,
mm-hmm.
especially during the COVID time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a need for it. I think government should build houses. They need to continue to build houses because there is a high demand for it. I remember when, I think it was Mr. Allen, former Minister Allen,
mm-hmm.
when they built those, the housing the housing complexes, like the apartments.
Yes.
In those areas. They need to build things like that for persons who, even if it's a, not say safe house, but a place persons can stay.
Transitional homes, yes.
Right. Build something up, but you have to maintain it. And I think that's the problem, one of the biggest problems that we have in this country. We don't maintain, governments don't maintain their buildings. We need to have more for persons who cannot afford the housing program.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a need because you have a lot of young professionals. You have a lot of persons who are out there who need, and families who need a home, a key, you know, someone to call, some place to call their own. And eventually, if 15, 20 years, they'll have ownership. Their children, their grandchildren will have a place to call their own. There is a need for it.
Yes.
Okay?
And I agree. And thanks very much for calling. And like I said, we're in a housing crisis. And building houses for behemoths, I don't think is the answer because it's slow process. It's like 4 to 5 to 10 houses. And whereas we need about...
if you'd like to make a call...
We need about 100 apartments or access to homes per day. That's how bad the crisis is. So I'm hoping that the government will embrace the need to build some apartments and smaller apartments that people can afford. maybe $400 per month for rent, you know, for a working class or what they call a poor Bohemian going forward. So that's needed. I see we have another caller there. Go ahead, caller. Thank you for holding.
Hello.
Go ahead. You call back
good
again.
Good morning, Mr. Nui.
No, this 52. Sorry about that, 52. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, boy, the gentleman who you had on the other morning, right?
Yes.
You call him, he's a poet, right?
Yes, Obadiah Michael Smith.
Yeah, man, you know, I really would like to conversate with him. You know, I do the poetry thing, you know, and I think I have a little talent on that level, but I wanted to get into the dub poetry, et cetera. And I liked the idea of just having a little music in the background, along with what I'm really into reality poems.
Nice.
About reality and turning it into poetry. So and the fact that he had read over 3,000 books, right?
Mm-hmm.
He embarrassed me, so I was like, wow, you know, like, I don't even think I reached half of that, right?
You need to catch up.
Yeah, but not, I mean, I don't really read novels. I read things that deals with reality. For some reason, I just don't like to read the fiction. You know, but the thing is, something you said prompted me to call, and I want you to know how right you are. When you said it tells something of us as a people, right, as mm-hmm. far as it can tell. And I've come to realize that even in reading the Samala Butler story, right, the whole biography, right, mm-hmm. and I was moved and came to tears, right, that we, in the 21st century, still are our own worst enemy, us as a people, I'm telling you, all right? You know why I said that? But I want to speak with this again because I don't know if the calls keep dropping or the producer keep cutting me. But I never was allowed to get my point across. And the fact that I was discussing the Emergency Powers Act, right, which affected everyone on the plantation.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a caller. And see, you know, I'm sorry for some of these people, you know. I don't know if it's just the contemptuous nature we have for one another, but Lang didn't offend me, but he's always be too offensive, like in defense, right? He didn't hear me or what I was trying to say. Now, even the former prime minister said that he would have to breach our constitutional rights. So the fact that he said he gave me a date when the Emergency Powers Act was implemented. My argument was that this act was implemented without the knowledge of the Bohemian people. And so the fact that it violates the constitutional rights, right, whether it was passed legally or however it is, it's still many stipulations in this act are unconstitutional. And so this has never really been debated with the general sheep and lawyers. So what I'm saying is everybody just roll over and accept all these dehumanizing unconstitutional mandates. The guy was locked up trying to get water. People couldn't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all cascade events of just a cascade of human rights violations under the Emergency Powers Act. But nobody has came to a real discourse about this act, right? We saw all along the prime minister's willing to keep. How could you have emergency for 2 years? There are many things that I'm willing to say that is unconstitutional about this act. So the fact that his argument, but I think he's wrong because he cannot gaslight me. That's what I'm saying. Is even the fact that he has the line and the talk show to press the button. But the person, I was offended by a texter because they said this show could be better without me, right? And you don't need to call it like 52. But see, just talking about a law that's inhumane and unconstitutional and affects everybody, but yet still they think it's about 52. You think we could get ahead of that as a nation, Mr. Nui?
No.
All right. So that's how pathetic we are then, because it has nothing to do with me. I'm saying stipulations within the Emergency Powers Act are unconstitutional. Now, I want a lawyer to come and tell me otherwise, because I just can't see how could an emergency be for 2 years and the government, see, Minnis had to sell us out, because there's no way you could put that kind of separation on your people and then expect us to accept this Emergency Powers.
Yeah, 52, I appreciate that. I'll comment on that. Well, this is where persons like Fred Smith, persons like Wayne Monroe, and even I'll go dare say Maria Daxton, need to come to the fore and sue on the behalf of the people, the Bohemian people, to question, to challenge the status quo and the Constitution. We have few champions of constitutional lawyers who say, man, this is not right, and I shall go and challenge the law because I don't believe this is right. And this is where we lacked. And we suffered. And I don't necessarily blame the former prime minister, right? Because he interpreted the law one particular way. and he has the right as a prime minister to evoke the law in one particular way, right? To call the emergency, put us in a national emergency, right? And you say for 2 years, and that's where you find the front. But we have lawyer. We're a country of laws, in a democracy. The issue is, who challenged it? Who went to the court and say unconstitutional and it needs to stop? That did not happen. So the blame falls on us, right? Because I knew the law. I definitely would have challenged it. So anyway, this is Guardian Radio. This is CA Nuri hosting right now. On another side of the break, I will continue to talk about some hot topics that's happening. See you on another side.
A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Around the world, Cleveland Clinic is recognized as a leader in healthcare. Our team of experts relentlessly pursues the best for our patients, from cancer research to state-of-the-art heart surgery. Life-saving innovations happen here every day. When it's time to travel for your health, it's time to travel to Cleveland Clinic, your destination for care, for every care in the world. To learn more, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
To keep her from what she was about to see, why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows she not she really not a right for Vicks. I never used to see her make the gigolo flex. I saw the else in favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she have a bring a
bullet. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. Did anyone see the clip with the Speaker of the House walking out as the Minister, Miles LaRota, began his retort regarding the criticism of Captain Russell? I mean, she just get up and walked right out. I was like, where's she going? Right? But I wanted to commend Miles LaRota because it had to be hard to, mind you, it's his job. And he acknowledged that it is his job because he's the minister responsible for redeveloping hurricane restructuring, right? And he wanted to state the facts and put the facts on record, right? And I see there was an outpouring of people. And I see there's a spin saying, no, it's not people. It's not the Bahamian people. It's F&Ms. But in truth, it's Bahamian people who were concerned about the Speaker of the House and said, well, she owes Captain Russell an apology, right? And of course, people being political say, oh, you are anti-women. And because that she is a woman, that you should not critique her and criticize her, and that the whole entire House, it lacks decorum. And I say my prime minister and my minister, my MP is inside, and they always raise to the occasion. So I don't like that characterization of all of the people inside the House. But the Speaker says she's not apologizing. She don't see no need to apologize. And then there was a open letter, and I say an open letter of rebuke by a civil servant, Anita Bernard. Everyone knows her. She's popular. She's heralded as being one of the best and brightest behemoths there ever was. She's retired now, a senior woman, who laid out why there's a need for the Speaker to apologize based on her experience of being a permanent secretary, right? And I'm sure the Speaker read it. I'm sure members of the party read it. I'm sure members of the Free National Party read it. And the Speaker said, the hell with all of that. I ain't apologizing. I don't care who rebukes me. And that gets a tune of how this 4 to 5 years is going to be. It's going to be some interesting. But I see there was talk, I'll talk, I call it, of the FNM is going to have a vote of no confidence. Flush that. You need to flush that because that don't make no sense at all. The Free National Movements, need to learn to work with the Speaker. And I'm sure that the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party and other senior members of the Progressive Liberal Party and the government will speak to the Speaker of the House and say, you're doing a good job, and we're not critiquing you because we understand the pressure that you're under and that politics is at play. However, see, there is a however, right? We don't need to give them necessarily ammunition to use against us to suggest that we have in the House of Assembly run amok. So, moving forward, as you be independent and fair, because remember, the Speaker of the House job is to be fair, not necessarily political, though. They're supposed to be apolitical, right? That's why they're put there. Neither FNM nor PLP at the same time, but making fair judgment. That's why I find it strange that our Speaker giving all kind of commentary, political commentary, and political commentary against civil servants. You know, it's different. And it needs to be corrected. But I don't want to overly bash her, but I just need someone to tap her on the shoulder and say, hey, you know, let's do better. Let's do better. I see Kyle Bethel, QC, the former Minister of Justice and Attorney General, is in the news. He is going to be the the lawyer for the private citizens, John Passarella and Ashley Reed Passarella, who is suing the hotel, Sandals Resort. That's what it says inside the news. And I remember this case some years ago when the couple accused their butler for assaulting them, right? And I went to the United States, and the United States said, man, this don't make no sense. We throwing this out. Yeah, bunch of lies and whatever it is. But SC is coming here. This is going to be an interesting case that all Bahamians should watch, because the worker pleaded guilty in the Bahamian court, right? So I'm sure that it may be a different outcome in contrast to the United States, because definitely the person pleaded guilty and acknowledged guilt. So I'll be watching this and see what would happen after that, right? Let's see. Oh, Brother Nuri. I'm trying to read that text. Brother Nuri, 90% of tourists come for the Bahamian experience. Therefore, we need free bus shuttle to our Bahamian site for food and entertainment supported by Ministry of Tourism and the mayor, from the mayor of Grand Bahama. And I can appreciate that. The free tours by Ministry of Tourism to support Bahamian tourism product. Right, but I question whether 90% of the tourists come to the Bahamas for the Bahamian experience. I mean, that's what we would like them to come for, and we see that majority of the tourists goes to the two major hotels, and these major hotels are tourist traps. The tourists don't come outside; they go inside and they stay. Right, so they have an experience, but the experience is based on the hotel, not necessarily the Bahamas. So what we need to do is create a product that is so superior, so competitive with the tourist trap itself, that when the tourists see or hear or engage and say, hey, I want to go outside. I want to see this pig that swims, right? I want to see these crab that are being caught, right? We cannot be promoting inferior product and then hope that it's good enough to draw tourists and demand that the hotel allow their tourists to come out. So I can't condone that. Okay, I see that the U.S. is about to lift its COVID-19 test requirements for international travel. That's good, you know, because that's getting expensive trying to get to the United States. So I'm hoping that this improves our tourism outlook, and I see that the Minister of Tourism is excited about that, so that's something that we need to herald, and hopefully that we will in turn follow suit, right? Because I'm not saying that COVID is gone. We just need to learn to deal with it. I see that the attorney Maria Daxson has a letter written on her to the, what do you call that group? Well, anyway, senior lawyer Desmond Edwards made a complaint against her. So I'm watching that too, because Ms. Daxon's an activist. And some of her antics is something not desired, right? But she believes in what she does. But I would love to see what the Bar Association, that's what I want to call them, what they say about it, you know? Because it will be how we interpret the roles of lawyers and activists in the future. So I'm watching that also, right? I see also in the United States, in Miami in particular, they are lobbying to have part of Coconut Grove be named Little Miami. So this is big news, right? They acknowledge the history of Miami and said that Bohemians helped create it and designed it, you know, and develop it. But they have never had any recognition. They said that newcomers to the Miami area, the Cubans, the Haitians, have Little Havana and Little Haiti. But there was never a Little Bahamas to celebrate Bohemian culture. So they are pushing this in their systems. And it is will be encouraged that they plan to have a museum. I said, at least they can have a museum on the Bahamas. Hopefully we'll get that soon. They'll have a museum on featuring the Bahamas and cultural exposés with junk new and crafts and food. And something that we are trying to do in our own country to showcase us. But I'm watching that. I'm kind of excited. I would love to go to Miami and just experience a home away from home where I can hear that thick Bohemian accent and people talking about that. I see I have 2 minutes before the end of the show, and I really enjoy this talking. But I'm going to close with this commentary because I'm smiling at it. Trinidad. Let me start with this. We know that our commissioner of police is retiring any minute now, right? And he got a new job. And I see that Trinidad is also looking and seeking for a commissioner of police as we search for our commissioner of police. But unlike the Bahamas, the commissioner of the police is an applied job. You need to apply to get this job. And one of the criteria is how much nation they need, right? And total number of experience and total number of training, right? And I sit and compare it to the Bahamas and say, well, in the Bahamas, we don't need none of that. You know, you just need to be appointed by a political crew. That's different. And that's something to think about. What are the criteria to become a commissioner of police? We just different in the Bahamas. It right now is 11:59. We're going to go to the news, and Juan McCartney is next with the revolution. Thank you very much for joining me today. I see you tomorrow.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.